There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On Saturday in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Jeb Bush saying he would have done the same thing his brother did in deciding to go to war in Iraq if he had been president at the time. And former President Jimmy Carter had to cut a trip short because of an illness. It reminds you of how rare it is to have so many of our former presidents still living and among us. And then the big warning from the Department of Homeland Security about lone wolf terrorists. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? What a weekend. We know last weekend we were talking about the shock of what happened in Garland, Texas, very close to Dallas. The Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest and art display drew, like moths to the flame, to radicalized jihadists who wanted to do some damage. Lone wolfers, although ISIS is claiming that they've got people ready and willing to do what they have to do in the United States, because certainly one of the guys that was killed last week claimed that his allegiance to ISIS. So now you have making the Sunday rounds of talking heads on the tube. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson saying that, yes, the United States is facing a new era in a lone wolf terrorist movement, and it could strike at any moment. Specifically pointing to the new environment because of ISIL's use of social media and the internet, which can reach into everyone's homes here and maybe inspire some other nuts to decide, and he didn't use the word nuts, that they were going to just blow people up or do some horrible thing to pledge the allegiance to ISIS. And what's frightening is that Johnson says, you know, because of the internet, we have little or no choice in, or notice anyway, in advance of an independent person attempting to strike. So what do you do in that case? Okay, great. So you say this is the worst time ever for pretty much anybody could come from anywhere and decide they're going to shoot people or do something because they've been inspired by something that they see in the Middle East, thanks to the horrific things that ISIS is parading around on the internet. And you're telling law enforcement in locally and statewide and whatever to be vigilant about what's happening. So how are they being vigilant? How do you be vigilant without stepping on everyone's rights? How do you do that? How do you protect our civil rights by being vigilant in the communities? That's a tall task, isn't it? It's like, remember, you have to have eyes in the back of your head because somebody could pop out of nowhere and grab you. I mean, that doesn't really give us a lot to go on there. And what does that mean? Like, he even specifically said, well, you know, you meet with the Muslim community leaders and you urge them to counter ISIS's recruitment campaign on social media, which is slick and effective. Well, no kidding, it's slick and effective. So how do you approach that without being accused of isolating the Muslim community or pointing them out or assuming or, you know, whatever, or put it, I guess, a better way, profiling them? Because this is part of the deal. I mean, this is what's the challenge is it's ridiculous. So what is it? What are the efforts that the government is doing to challenge what ISIS is doing? And this idea that community leaders can reach out to the individuals that might be vulnerable to radicalization, really? And how do you propose that? Who's reaching out to, you know, my state senator? How are they doing that? How are they going to find them to do that? Hey, listen, son, I know you might feel a little despondent. You might be seeing all these mixed messages you're getting from ISIS, but please do not go and buy weaponry and think that this is what you should be doing in the United States to get your 15 minutes and to prove you're elite. What? What? No. The problem is, yes, the problem is lone wolf terrorists and ISIS even saying, hey, we got people here. Yeah, we got people. But how are you combating that? I don't think so. Sorry, Jay Johnson. Not good enough. Go back to the drawing board. Go back again. Yes, ISIS is reaching people. Yes. There is no question. There are lone wolf terrorists that are very difficult to find. And why is that? Because the better, I'll call them better lone wolf types, are assimilating. If you think of the would-be attackers, that's exactly what they did. Remember the attempt to blow up the car at Times Square a few years ago? That guy had kids, was living in Connecticut, waved to his neighbors, was just like anybody else. There's not a giant sign often that will lead you in the direction. They're not dropping breadcrumbs. You know, Major Hassan Nadal, of course, did drop breadcrumbs, and nobody paid attention to him because they were afraid of the PC police. Oh, well, he was saying crazy things in his presentation. He's acting odd, but we're not going to say anything. And then all those people end up dead on the base of Fort Hood. So what happened there? And imagine if somebody is just a little off and you mistake it for something else and you're calling the cops because you think something they said made you believe that they were going to do something horrific, some kind of attack. I don't know. It's a dicey game. And you do have to have eyes in the back of your head. And you do have to be observing what's happening around you, of course. But I think trying to figure out how in the community you can find the person before you can reach out to an individual that might be vulnerable. Boy, really? And Islamic leaders are going to talk pretty openly and very frank? I don't think so. You really think that's what's going to happen there? Uh-uh. And maybe that's the thing. You know, that's what has to happen. The more moderate Muslims, the so-called moderate Muslims, and the imams in these mosques that they say they're horrified by what's happening, they would be really the only ones, if it's stemming from people that are going to a mosque, they would be the ones that would see that. They would be the ones that might be able to catch that language. Because remember, sometimes when we've been able to, the United States, when we've been able to stop an attack, it's because there has been somebody on the inside that's been able to supply information. Very tough to do. Very tough to do. Coming up, weekly re-rack. You're going to like this one a lot. Of course, the politics that frustrate us. Oh, yeah. That's coming up next in the conversation with D.S. Edwards. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
News, at least for now, is Mike Huckabee just makes it official that he's in the race. And, you know, now we're starting to add up. We're going to get beyond the single digits. Some people have it pegged at perhaps, you know, maybe 20 will be in for the Republicans. Very proud to welcome into our green room. He's there right now, actually. He's going to step out of the green room. And it really was a green room, if you know what he was doing before this. Citizen advocate D.S. Edwards, who is absolutely a student of American history, as are so many of us, and the author of the new book, Collective Retribution. And basically, it's, you know, fiction based in reality, telling the story, as it's been explained to me, of what could happen in America's future. Sounds interesting. DS, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm loving it.
All right, so Mike Huckabee, he's in this race now, right? And we had Ben Carson the day before, Carly Fiorina also announcing, so it's starting to add up. Some people are already saying, man, why are we paying attention to this now? Should we be paying attention to this? So, I mean, there's the question. Should we be paying attention to everybody when they jump into this?
Absolutely, especially if you're on the conservative side of things. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what are the most important things to you? Are they social issues? Are they fiscal issues? You know, how do you identify yourself? Are you a progressive? Are you a conservative? If you're a conservative, you absolutely have to be involved now. Otherwise, you're going to end up with the establishment picking your candidate for you, and you're not going to be happy, and you're going to lose in the general election. I mean, you know, go back to McCain, go back to Bob Dole, even. I mean, if you really want to get involved and make a difference, now's the time in the primary to get involved, to start working. networking, you know, start canvassing, start calling, get involved in a campaign. I mean, we absolutely have to step up. If we don't, we're done. We're done as a country. I hate to say it, but if we don't step up and we don't start being part of the constitutional republic that we were founded to be, we're done.
Yeah, so when you say the establishment candidate, are you thinking that's Jeb Bush?
You know, I don't know enough about Jeb. I mean, I haven't really studied enough about him, but some of his stances on immigration, different things. First and foremost, I'm a conservative, so I mean, I'll get that right out there to your listeners.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, how they all lean, but I'm a conservative, and I'll say right now, some of his stances on immigration really, really bother me. I mean, we don't have an immigration problem in America. We've got a border security problem in America. It has nothing to do with immigration. We allow over 1 million people to immigrate here. So I don't know if I'm too happy about his stances on that, and that might be a complete deal breaker for me.
Yes, and I agree with you. I think the whole immigration thing, which it is border security, I've traveled with, I've said this many times on the show, with the Border Patrol, and it's just crazy what happens. It's crazy what goes on. If people saw it for themselves, they'd be shocked, I think, even though they hear the number, and you just said it, it'd be shocking to actually see it. So who is your candidate? And when you look at, I mean, who's the true conservative candidate?
You know, I see a lot of conservatives actually in the race, and you're already hearing the pundits talk about, you know, well, this guy's not conservative enough, or this guy's too conservative, or this guy's too hardline, or he'll alienate. You know, you hear that lie repeated over and over through the GOP ranks that, you know, we need a bigger tent. We need to be more centrist. And that's a lie that's been facilitated by the left, because they know for a fact the first true conservative presidential candidate will win every time. That's a fact. I mean, it's not, I mean, look at what's happened every time we put someone up who's, you know, quote unquote moderate. They lose every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so then that's part of the hype, right? So one of the things is to get beyond the hype.
Absolutely. So, I mean, sit down. Like I said, the internet. We've got the world's wealth of information at our fingertips. And I think we're all, most of us should be intelligent enough to sort out, okay, this is propaganda, this isn't. You know, look at voting records. What did they do in their life? You know, look at Carly Fiorina. What happened in her life? What was her business record? What was her record with you know, Hewlett-Packard? Look at, you know, Ted Cruz. What's his record been? What's his stance has been on the issues that I care about? And I'll make a prediction to you. The church in America right now is pissed off. They're very, very upset. And that, to me, is the biggest sleeping giant today in American politics. 25 years ago, you had to go to the church before you formed an exploratory committee, before you even started fundraising. You had to go and you had to get the approval of the leadership of the church, you know, Catholic, Mormon, Christian, evangelical, all of them combined. They don't do that anymore. But I'm telling you, they're mad. The people in the seats are losing their freedoms, and they see it with the you know, bakery issues and the different social issues. They're upset. And I think the GOP candidate who speaks directly to the church, and it might be Ted Cruz, his father Raphael's a pastor, I don't know, it might be Huckabee, but the one who does it the best is going to win the primary. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I like that. I just got off talking with somebody in Washington who was saying that, remember, Huckabee and the preacher connection, so interesting in saying that, the church tired of what they see happening. So, you know, you talk about how easy it is. It's easy to do research. You're right. It's easy to get involved. Why is it that Americans have become so complacent, or have they?
You know, they have become complacent. I mean, there was a study that just came out not too long ago, a study by Google. And, you know, that can be, you know, how studies can go. They can be twisted one way or another to fit a certain agenda. But they found out some interesting stuff. They found out that people, you know, most common political-related activities, civic action, was signing a petition. But most people didn't remember what they signed one for. They just thought they were doing their duty. So, I mean, people aren't paying attention. They're not getting involved in educating themselves. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it best, and he said that if the children are untaught, their ignorance and vices will in future life cost us much dearer in their consequences than it would have done in their correction by being educated. And that is absolutely true. We don't teach citizenship in school anymore. We don't teach what it means to be an American. We teach that we're a democracy, even though you and I know we're a constitutional republic. So, I mean, there's so many things that we can do as individuals to sort this out? I mean, put down the internet, you know, the pop culture stuff for a minute. Bruce Jenner is still going to be there in a week. He's still going to be doing what he's doing, and start focusing on what's important. And then once you figure it out, speak to anyone within your sphere of influence who will listen. It begins at home. It begins in the seats in the churches. It begins in the workplace. That's the only way we're going to turn this around, because MSNBC or Fox News isn't going to turn it around for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it all the time. Remember, it's we the people, and people forget that. These are representatives. Sometimes I think people put politicians on crazy pedestals, or they don't even pay attention and let the choice be made for them, and that just, it just boggles my mind. So do you, that's why I hate it when the vote comes out, when we hear how many people voted. That number needs to be higher. Why do people think that their vote doesn't matter?
Well, you know, look at what's happening now. People think their vote doesn't matter because, you know, the like or hate the current president. He ran and he made a lot of promises, and a lot of people thought, you know, he's going to be different. He's going to do this. But if we really paid attention, some of us did, he didn't hide who he was. And if you would have just took 2 seconds and actually listened to the words out of his mouth saying, I'm going to fundamentally transform America, you would have had red flags all over the place. Some of us did. And then you look at the other wave, the Tea Party elections. They're not all doing what they promised as well. You know, you thought, you know, Speaker Boehner, Boehner's the speaker now and everything's going to change. It's not. I mean, the problem is the elected officials aren't listening to the people. We have that going on in Oregon with the new gun law that they just passed. So, you know, you have to ferret it out. You have to do your research and look at their voting record. It's as simple as that. You know, what is their business record? What is their voting record? What is their record as a pastor, if that's what's important to you? What's their record on abortion? What's their record on jobs, the economy? It's easy to find. You just have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. You're right. It's very easy to find. All right. We talked about your book. I mentioned it, and I talked about the fact that, you know, it's about moving forward, basically a fictionalized story showing the possible result of being complacent, if the citizens are complacent. Flesh that out a little bit for us. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
You know, it was written based on a family's personal tragedy. My wife's baby sister was murdered thanks to an illegal alien who had been deported several times. And I woke up one day and I thought, you know what? I want to make a difference. I love the written word. I've always loved the written word. I'm going to write a book. So I sat down and I wrote it under the premise that some very bad things come across our southern border and America is no more. And this is a fight to retake and reclaim and remake America in its original image. So it's, you know, it's a page turner. You won't want to put it down and it'll make you mad, but it gives you hope in the end.
Wow. All right. I like that. I like that synopsis. Thank you so much, G.S. Edwards. And pick up the book, Collective Retribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm at D.S. Edwards Author, or they can find a book on Facebook, D.S. Edwards Author, or they can shoot me an email at the website at dsedwardsbooks.com, and I'll talk to anybody about this stuff.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, D.S.
All right. God bless.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This audience is paying attention, and you rocked the mailbag with hundreds, really, of emails. So we have to pour through just a couple of them here in the time that we have. So without further ado, let's check the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Thanks, Homer. Okay, so this one from Joe, listening to us in Mississippi. Kate, I am so furious and sad at the same time as to what happened to two of our officers not too far away in Hattiesburg. It's terrible that they were stopping someone, a group of people, on a traffic stop Saturday night and lost their lives. Specifically, one was dying in the street and asked somebody, "Am I dying?" And they wanted their walkie-talkie. And I'll tell you, that's all anybody here is talking about. It certainly ruined Mother's Day. I don't care so much about that, except for that those poor, poor families. And I hope that we fry them down here in Mississippi. All right, I got another one from somebody in Mississippi. This one is from Shalane, who says, it's just darn wrong and so unnecessary what happened to those two officers. I was really hoping they would survive. I heard when they were shot and then taken to the hospital, but they died at the hospital, unfortunately for their families, too young to go. RIP, and God bless them all. Well, yeah, you know, we talked about it. They were ambushed and they were murdered. You know, that's the bottom line. They were fatally shot during a traffic stop, and It's something that hasn't happened there, by the way, in a long, long time. So that was equally shocking, I think, for the people to hear something like that because they hadn't heard that. And I got a ton of email in reaction to the police officers. I'll do one more. This one from Sam I Am, who says, it's unbelievable how often police officers, I think, are taken for granted, Kate. Yes, there have been problems with some bad cops. Yes, there have been problems with some power-hungry cops. But how many of those are there compared to others who just want to protect and serve, and they truly do want that badge, and they truly do want to help people in their communities? It's unfair how they are targeted, and it feels like they were targeted in this Mississippi misadventure. Yeah, much more than a misadventure, sadly, two lives lost. It's it is incredibly heartbreaking. It is. There's just no way around that. Life is precious, man. It's precious. And to have somebody be early in the evening, everything's fine, kibitzing around, talking, checking in, and then traffic stop, and look what happens. Ugh, terrible. All right, let's move on. This one comes to us from Amy, who says, Kate, I've been listening for a long time to the program. I really enjoy it. Whenever I'm around, I listen, and if I'm not around, I try to download when I can, and that's a really cool feature that you have. You should tell more people about it. I tripped onto it by accident. So here's my question of everybody that is swimming out there in the Republican sea of candidates. Who do you think has the best chance so far? Well, you know, heading into it, originally Rand Paul was looking good, but I don't think Rand Paul. The one who has the best chance is the one so many people will not like as the candidate, because he's the old guard, and that's Jeb Bush, because of the money. You have to raise $1 billion to be president. You're going to dinners. You're talking to people. You're getting this person to stand up for you. They know 50,000 other people. They're getting this union behind you, or these people behind you, or whatever it is. And Jeb Bush has that. So somebody has to rock him out of that space, I think. At least right now. And he hasn't even declared yet, but we know he's going to declare. What happens when Scott Walker gets in? You know, you have Cruz and Rubio and Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson. Yeah, I don't see any of them being the ones that get the nomination. What happens when Walker comes in? I'll be curious to see. He's gotten some spikes here and there. And I'll say it again, it's just Jeb Bush is not the one that many of you would call this show and say, yeah, he's the guy. But he's the guy that is being pushed out there by the people who in the party who have the power and hold the purse strings in a sense with PACs and with swaying and all that other kind of stuff. All right, here's one from Joe on what do I think about all this weather that we're having. A tree fell very close to my neighbor's house. Thank goodness it didn't hit the house because they were in the area where it probably would have hit, and it was a giant oak tree. Well, you know what, Joe? You didn't say where you were from, but I'm assuming maybe somewhere in the Midwest. Could though be Texas, which is really the Southwest, or someplace else? What do I think of the weather? I think it's disastrous when you have that flooding and you turn on the tube and all you see is red spaces and tornado warning 20 miles from where you are. Or today I was walking around and as loud as could be, my phone went off with this alert as though we had to hit the decks immediately because there was going to be a tornado. And maybe that's good that other people have iPhones and they're getting those warnings. But it was terrible. There was a flooding in all parts of the Midwest, tornadoes ripping apart houses once again in Texas, in Cisco, Texas. Not a fun Mother's Day. And I've already said this, seeing the one young mother with the young baby being rescued, it was great in one way, but then in another way, you're like, wow, what a Mother's Day. She's by herself and she's being rescued that way. rough. I mean, good that she's being rescued, but rough that that's what's happening. All right, let's go to Grim in the middle of all of this. Hey, Grim, how are you?
It's been a better weekend than this one.
No kidding. What happened in Hattiesburg is terrible.
Well, you know, I ain't, but, you know, stone throws away.
Yeah.
But, you know, first off, let's educate some people out there. And, you know, I'm talking about those that are educated, that are not attorneys. You know, a lot of people complain when they see a murderer get off a little bit lighter than somebody that's an accessory to the fact. And he gets a harder punishment. What you don't realize is the accessory could have stopped it.
Yes, and they didn't.
Therein lies the key to our society. And just like these two young cops that lost their lives here in Hattiesburg, you can apply Proverbs 1, and you can see the who, the what, the why, the how in Proverbs as to why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the mother in Baltimore. She did not want to be an accessory to her son's act. And she acted properly. And if everybody would just educate themselves a little bit, I mean, life is hard, but you don't need to make it harder for yourselves because Proverbs 1 even says that. My heart goes out to them. And what's even worse is now, I'll update you, they're reporting that there's people scamming the citizens for money. Can you believe this? And these are uneducated people too, because Proverbs 1 talks about their greed and their greediness over the misery of this incident. So if you have an incident that occurs like this, be careful that you don't get a phone call saying, would you like to donate money to the two slain officers in your area? This is ridiculous, Kate.
It is.
Now, I would, you know, if it was me, I would prosecute them as accessories to the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, because they could have stopped them. You're right. You're right, and they didn't.
Well, they're robbing the, you know, those that are concerned.
The other ones, yeah, ones that are scamming them, yeah.
Yeah, I'd just tag on the accessory to it for them. I mean, this is what creates the deterrent of those that want to commit crime. And really, they're not educated. That's their problem.
Right.
They're educated and following the foolish path is what they're educated in.
Right. Awful.
Yeah. And, of course, most of them probably not listening to me. The reasonable listen to your show. Thank you.
That's right. We think anyway, yeah.
We pray. We most definitely pray.
Yeah, we pray that's what's happening. Yeah. Good way to say that. It's awful. It is. It's awful. It's terrible. It's terrible that happened, and they're so young. I mean, one of them was 25 years old. Regardless, the other one was 34. It's terrible.
Yes. I mean, they have their own academy here, and they revamped the police force here locally. They're still undermanned.
Right, of course.
What city isn't? And, of course, you and I both have family that are in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect, but let's attempt to try to do some good instead of this bad, because even the ones that had committed this heinous crime, they're going to suffer.
Yep.
Which is just as sad, too.
I agree. For what? For a heinous act that has... what were they getting from doing that? I don't understand. Yeah, I agree with you, Grim, 100%. Grim from Mississippi, so he knows, as he said, very close to Hattiesburg. Thanks, Grim. If you want to throw in on that, you always can. You know that what's happening to scammers, that's a bottom feeder person. 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about with these police officers being gunned down. Wouldn't it be great if it was just that simple? Simple as the song says, but boy, that's just not the way things roll out, unfortunately, sadly, in this world. There are a lot of good people that are victimized, and those cops are victims as far as I'm concerned. Once again, it's like, boom, in a blink of an eye, here we are at the tail end of another hour on America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. Yes, we do our cheap movie reviews. It happens on our show, our Friday show, so Thursday into Friday, depending on the time zone where you are. And you can always send us the dumb things that you've done, because we have a segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, and just put that on the email at americatonight.net. Tell us whatever your dumb thing is that you did. I told my husband he did a dumb thing. He was in a pool, and there was a towel out, and he left the towel, and of course the rain was crazy. It just soaked the towel. And the towel must have been a cheap towel because it was bleeding. You know when a towel bleeds and all the stuff comes out of it? Yeah, that's what happened. Can't leave towels out. Can't leave stuff out in the rain. Although I guess it's easy to forget, oh, that rain, it's gone away. While Californians would kill for that rain. Oh, really, honestly, could they get some rain? Every possible rain dance they can do, they've done, and yeah, nothing is happening there. Drought. Brown lawns. Fines. Watering, basically, the lawns how many times a week? Like once, if they're lucky. Once, if they're lucky. Can you imagine? Oh, it's frustrating. And nobody wants to see that unless they have zero scaping. They don't want to see brown lawns. Worse would be if you were selling a house. No curb appeal there. Please excuse my brown lawn. All right, so what do you think about this? You know, often the news media is attacked, and there's various forms of news media. As you know, here, this is a talk show, and talk show is about opinion, very different from what's supposed to be the talking anchor head on the tube. And we all know what happened with Brian Williams. I was reading a bunch of stories about this lately, all of a sudden, again, that he is itching to get back to the nightly news. But NBC might not be on the same page as he is. Remember, he was taken off the air. Boy, time flies. He was taken off the air back in early February. What they said was it was a six-month suspension because of the exaggerations that he had done in his reporting. And the main thing was that the helicopter he was in had an RPG go through it and all that stuff. So now the speculation is that they really want him to be gone permanently. But there's legalities in that. If they termed it a suspension, then what does his contract read? And how long is his contract for? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. They supposedly he could be back by the summer in the anchor chair, and he's not paying attention to what's being written about him. He's just trying to be optimistic, I guess, and he's just thinking it's like background noise or something, which is a smart thing to do, because why would you read all this? Why would you read all this other stuff? He wouldn't read it. But what will NBC do? So Williams has an attorney, of course, who is probably telling him, hey, you got a six-month suspension, and they'll have you back. But NBC may have some kind of morals clause or something else in it that they could implement and say, yeah, we can't have you back because of XYZ, because they did all that investigating into his reports, and it was crazy that they had so many other stories, like Katrina saying that dead bodies were floating by him, and of course they weren't, because not even the area he was in was that happening. And then you've got Lester Holt, who is the weekend anchor, who's been doing that show, and he's doing okay in the ratings, I guess. He's very close to the ABC number one show now with the anchor there, so he's in second, but a close second. So, I don't know, maybe they don't do it. Just for grins, I thought, you know, I throw it out to you. You have that choice. Would you bring him back? I mean, think about it. Because would you think he would embellish again, or would he? I don't think he would do it again, but for all the stories that he did, would people just say, oh, who cares? That was, you know, that was before, we don't care, we've moved on from there. If you want to put him in, fine. If you don't, fine. I think, I don't know. I think I know if I were in that position, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have him come back into that spot. Because that's the whole thing. Isn't it supposed to be that you're trustworthy, objective, That's the problem. That's the criticism of the news media. Are they left? Are they too right? Are they too slanted in whatever direction? You know, it's supposed to be who, what, where, when, and why you're reporting the facts of what's going on in the news. But that's really changed a lot with television and even at the network level, where locally it may be a little bit differently, but at the network level, same thing. And, you know, you could compare him to other people and say, well, is he different than some of the people that he covers? But that doesn't matter. That's not the issue. Do they, one, need to bring him back to have all that extra scrutiny again? Would he improve the ratings? Would people just go back to watching him and think nothing of it and just blow off the whole thing about, okay, he tainted the news? Would, you know, would people move on from that or not? And first of all, I mean, here's the question, America. Wake up. I know you're out there. Are you even watching the nightly news? Chances are, if you're listening to me and you're under 25, you're not. And, you know, maybe if you're even on the older scale, you know, the other side of the scale, you might not be watching nightly news either, because now you can get news so quickly in so many different ways, and a lot of people like talk shows. And if you're doing the radio talk show thing, or you're listening to one of these fabulous stations we're on, I mean, that's what you're paying attention to. It's convenient. You're still in the car. You're still flipping it on. You're listening then, or you're going to your computer, or you're streaming, whatever you're doing. And the nightly news, you're not rushing home to eat dinner and then watch the nightly news. I mean, that was the setup before. You had dinner or watched the nightly news, but now people don't even... A lot of times they're not even back home by the time the news is on, so there you go. The audience is certainly much smaller than what it used to be. So, therefore, do they really need to bring Brian Williams back? It's going to be interesting to see, because they got to make a decision. They did term it a suspension, so technically he could hold their feet to the fire in some way, I wonder, to say, well, this is a suspension, and I did my 6 months to clear the air, and, you know, now I want back on. Then they have to take Lester Holt, who's now been doing it, whatever his feelings are, and push him out of that spot. So that could be a little bit, that could be a little bit weird, too, especially if he's been pretty darn good at being close to ABC, because he's a familiar face on NBC, even though he's not the main anchor. So, again, if it were my call, for the heck of it, I'm throwing this out there, I would keep him off. If I could do it, I would keep him off. Doesn't make any sense. Why switch now, too, since it's been enough time that you got somebody else that's doing fine? Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. So easy. Hit me up at americatonight.net 24/7, baby.
Heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctor Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.